Hello, and welcome to episode 8 of the VR Side Chats podcast. In today's episode, I chat with musician David Rosen, a musician who works with a local filmmaker to create VR music videos to help bring his tracks to life. So rather than faff about, let's jump in. Well, David, thank you for joining me.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me.
So can you tell us a bit about your background and how you got into VR?
Sure, absolutely. So I've been composing music for like 20 years now, and usually my main focus is composing music for films, and I also put out albums of instrumental music, and then sometimes I collaborate with those filmmakers on music videos as a way of, you know, having a like a cool thing to put out there into the world with my music in it that like really is promoting my own albums. And so I work with a lot of different filmmakers on these videos. Usually they're like film style videos. But a few years back, like, gosh, must be coming up on like 4 years now or something. I ended up working with a friend of mine who has a company called Elemental Spark, who was working on a VR video game. And, you know, we just started talking and, you know, I was talking about how I'm looking to collaborate with some new people on some new videos, and just somehow or other, the idea of making a VR music video came up. And at the time there were none. We actually ended up, you know, we like to say that we beat, Bjork to market by like a week. We were like pretty much the first VR music video, with our video, An Unseen Sky VR. And, you know, I hadn't really done anything VR at that point. You know, I was still, you know, coming into its own at that point. But it was super exciting to, you know, be a part of it. And then we ended up, I'm here in Las Vegas, and we have the VR Fest here, which is a pretty big virtual reality festival. And we were lucky enough to win Best Animated VR Music Video at that. And that kind of just kicked off the whole thing. And I started like going to events and showcasing the video at different events. And then I ended up working with another developer, New Line Videography, on my last VR video, which is called Constellations 360. And that one, I mean, it was like even more successful. I mean, it's gotten so many views online. And like I was saying, Google, they actually picked it up and promoted it on their front page, and helped us out with a lot of materials and stuff to go out there and do events and things like that. So it's just been awesome. And so now this new one that I'm doing, Palindrome 360, is again with New Line Videography, the makers of Constellations 360.
That's awesome. So were you always into like, or have an interest in VR prior to this?
Absolutely.
Like in its
absolutely
early,
yeah. I mean, like, it was like really kind of like the beginning there. You know, I was able to borrow I forget what the word was, but the second of the development kit versions of the Oculus. You know, I was able to borrow that a few times and, you know, start to mess around with some of that stuff. And so it was really exciting to get in on it. And you know, now my room is just, you know, surrounded with VR headsets, and you know, I don't use them as much as I should, to be honest. You know, I try to remember to, you know, jump in and try new things as much as possible, but a lot of the times I'm sitting there just like staring at them like, man, I really should check out what new stuff is out there, you know. But I got my Oculus Go sitting in front of me right now. I'm actually looking forward to checking out that new Evil Dead VR thing. That sounds like it's gonna be
fun.
Oh
yeah, I saw that on the in the Oculus store the other day, but
yeah.
But yeah, I've seen it, but I haven't played that yet. I checked out the Meg experience the other day.
Oh yeah, I want to see that too.
That was pretty good. It's not fantastic, but yeah, it got me the first time when the shark just appears, and I just wasn't really quite ready for it. Just turn around, there's this massive shark. But yeah, no, that wasn't bad. It's pretty good. But yeah, so like, where do the ideas for these videos come from? Is it do you just like give the studios the like an idea or something for the video, or is it like a collaborative effort? Or
well, With these last two that I've done with New Line Videography, these were both my ideas, and they were ideas I came up with while working on the music. And I'm always kind of trying to brainstorm a little bit on ideas for visual aspects to go with them in case, you know, the opportunity does arise to work with a filmmaker or something. But, you know, these two ideas really lent themselves to virtual reality so well. With Constellations, the idea was that you're in the middle of like a dark night sky and all these constellations, instead of them being like realistic constellations, they're more of like trippy constellations that build and morph and like change all around the sky and stuff. You know, I love that kind of like psychedelic type of thing and something that you really, you know, hadn't seen before. So that was an idea I had, and I like kind of just reached out on Craigslist looking for people who might be interested and might be within my budget, because honestly, you know, just not working with a lot of money here. So, you know, every little bit of support I can get, you know, helps. Yeah, I mean, he really, you know, he came with some of his own ideas, which really helped to like, you know, spruce it up and make it the best thing it could be. And he just really brought it to life like so amazingly. I'm so happy that it worked out. We're actually, we're planning on doing a total of three videos together, and then, you know, we'll see what happens after that. But Constellations was 2 years ago, and now we just last week released the new one, Palindrone, which is an idea I had I think in December. And the idea of this one, I thought of the idea of making a song in palindrome like form. Obviously the music isn't going to go like totally backwards, or it's going to sound weird, you know, as it gets towards the middle. As far as the structure of the song is concerned, the passages of the music, they build in a direction and then build backwards back to the direction that it went from the beginning. It becomes to the end. So I was trying to think of an idea for a video that would be in palindrome form, and I keep tripping myself up because as a play to the electronic music that I make, I called it Palindrone. But now I'm finding an interview form. It's kind of hard to say, but So I was trying to think of an idea that would go with that whole theme. And I don't know what made me think of this idea of being in like an old house and you're floating towards the ceiling and everything around you is floating towards the ceiling and it's all moving in a path that the beginning is the end, and you know, it all, once you're getting towards that middle point, it's all starting to move back in the same direction, only backwards, you know? I don't know what mindset I was in when I came up with that one, but it came out pretty damn cool.
Oh no, it did. So how long did it take to make these videos then?
I'm trying to remember when we first started on this one. It definitely, because New Line Videography it's a one man team. I come with the music obviously and the idea, and then it's just one dude who does everything else. And he does such an amazing job. His name's Tyson. I want to say it was about 6 months that he worked on this one. He was working on a lot of other projects at the same time too, that he was balancing out with it. We went through a few revisions. We tried to get it as close idea wise in the beginning as we could, so that way he can just like, you know, get started running with it and just, you know, just go with the idea. And really once he had a first revision done for me, we really only changed like a couple little things to make it like finalized after that point.
So like, I mean, what was the draw for him to get involved? Because does he work on a lot of like other VR stuff? Like, on the side anyways, it's kind of the first thing.
Actually, no, that's interesting. Yeah, no, that's interesting. He hadn't yet when I approached him with Constellations. He was just, you know, one of a few people who had responded to my Craigslist ad. And he was a filmmaker. He also does like wedding videography and things like that. But he had been, you know, wanting to kind of dabble, you know, in at least 360 video, and also with some like, you know, animation and stuff like that. And, you know, he just kind of threw himself into it once he had an idea from me, you know, and, you know, clearly he picked it up pretty quick because he was able to pull it together. We actually had an idea between these two for another video that didn't quite work out. But I mean, I think, you know, I don't want to speak for him, but I think that like the learning part that went into that other video lent itself to being able to just really nail it with the next one, you know?
And I think, I don't know, like, I think for him as well, it's probably good because it's something different. Like, there's not a massive amount of sort of VR music videos out there at the moment, not from what I've seen anyway.
Sure.
So it's, you know, it's doing something completely new. And also, I mean, you know, Constellation, from last time I saw it, was like over 100,000 views on YouTube alone, which, like,
yeah.
I don't know, not many people can say that, like, that they, something they've worked on has like had that much exposure.
Right. Yeah, I'm so proud of how well that has done. And that's just on YouTube. It also had, God, like over, like, I think between all the different sites out there, like another 20 or 30,000 between all the other VR apps that we uploaded it on. I mean, it really was kind of a runaway success for us. I mean, my other videos haven't done anything like that yet. I mean, we've had a few minor hits, you know, in the thousands and maybe even 10,000s. But yeah, that's pretty wild and super excited about it. And yeah, I mean, I think, you know, as a composer, it's like I can only really get my, because I don't play live concerts or anything like that, so I can really only get my work like heard and seen via collaboration with others, with these people who work on videos with me and stuff like that. So as much as the, you know, original idea is to make something cool and get my music heard, I really want the people that I work with to get something out of it as well, aside from just, you know, whatever money I'm putting into it. I want them to get some work, get some, you know, I don't want to say the exposure word, but you know, I want them to get some eyes on their work, and hopefully it leads to stuff for them as well.
So on speaking of exposure, like how's this like affected you in terms of like your music work and stuff? Has it led to like more job offers and stuff from people that have seen it? Or
yeah, absolutely. Over the last few years, this year has been, I don't know, I don't want to say slow, because to be honest, it's kind of a little bit self-imposed. I've been working on some of the back end of my music career. I've been building up my music library, and I've been working on my album and a bunch of other stuff. So I haven't been taking on a lot of jobs this year. But before this year started, was definitely like the busiest few years that I've had so far. I've been doing music for 20 years, but I mean, I'd say really professionally taking on jobs for the last like 10 to 12. And definitely the last few years were the most, you know, successful. And I would say, you know, absolutely, you know, both virtual reality videos and the other music videos help to get me seen and get me out there, you know. I haven't gotten to work on any other virtual reality projects yet, and I really do want to. I'm hoping to either work on, because I've worked on games before, but not virtual reality specific games. So I'd love to do some of those, or just some virtual reality experiences, stuff like that. So yeah, I'm hoping as we continue to get these things out there, that'll lead to some of those kind of gigs as well.
Yeah. Well, if anyone's listening that is after a composer for their their VR project, then David is your man. So do you have any like other personal like VR projects sort of lined up in the future? Is it gonna be more like music videos and stuff that you're gonna do?
So the next two music videos I have lined up are not virtual reality. I have one that's finished called Artificial that is really, really cool, and I can't wait to get it out there. It is kind of a techie, geeky type of video though. So I think people who dig VR are gonna like really dig it. It's gonna be out, hopefully. I'm trying to space them out. It's been done for a couple months now, but I've kind of put it on the back burner because I wanted to release Palindrome first. So, but it'll be out probably in a couple months, 2 or 3 months. But then we are gonna start on our next 360 video, me and Tyson from New Line Videography. I have an idea in mind. He has an idea in mind. We haven't even shared them with each other yet, but we're going to kind of sit down and talk about it and just see, you know, see what ideas work and kind of go from there. You know, I think it's a little early to really jump into it. You know, now comes the hard part of really pushing it out there. I mean, today was great getting that featured spot on Veer TV. That was so cool that Veer featured it as their featured video. But I'm hoping to get more stuff like that happening. You know, more featured videos, more just getting more eyes on it. I'm also hoping to do a bunch of events. Like last year, I got to show off Constellations at the Record Store Day event at Zia Records here in Las Vegas. So I'm hoping to do more stuff like that where I show up with my Oculus and, you know, just put eyes in it and, you know, get people who know VR and people that have never really seen VR before, especially a few years ago when I was first showing off An Unseen Sky. And then when Constellations first came out, a lot of the people I'd be showing it to had never done anything VR before. And so it was really cool to get those kind of reactions. So I want to, I definitely want to continue that. And, but yeah, definitely we will be doing another, virtual reality music video. I would imagine next year it'll be out most likely. But for now it's a matter of promoting Palindrome for a while.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that's the other cool thing about doing the videos in VR as well, because I think at the moment nobody's searching for any like specific content like in 360 or VR and stuff like on YouTube and stuff. So it's easier for you know, like Constellation having over 100,000 views and stuff, it's easier, something like that, because people are just searching, you know, 360 video or whatever, and then just seeing what's new and stuff or what takes their fancy, as opposed to something specific, like, you know, a lot of people searching for specific tutorials or whatever on YouTube and stuff. It's kind of like vague searches at the moment, so it's quite cool in that sense. You get the views.
Yeah, it's really cool because, like, you know, there's just like a real need for content, you know what I mean? And there's, you know, you want to see new things when you're, you know, if you haven't like checked out your, you know, VR headset, whichever one you have, if you haven't like gone in it for a while, you know, you want to go in, you want to see some new stuff, you know? And so, yeah, it really provides a really great way, as someone who makes something to put something out there. And I think there's a better chance that people are going to be interested in checking it out, like just because it's something new and hopefully something cool.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I think that's the thing I find when you sort of go into, I don't know, like things like Jaunt or Webens, like a lot of times it's kind of the same stuff every time you go in, like on the main page, right, and stuff, and you scroll through it and you're like, oh, I've always seen that. I've seen that as well. I'll try this. I'm not sure what it is, but I'll try that anyway, just because it's something new. But
yeah,
that's the best way to do it. So what's your favorite piece of content out at the moment, apart from your own?
Oh boy, out at the moment.
It can be recent. Know, it can be old.
You know, the one game that I keep going back to is Smash Hit. I love that game. I think it's like such a great use of like, just cause you're in that like crazy little environment and like just the controls are simple and it's like just simple fun. It's like, I think it's like a perfect arcade version of VR, like, you know, implementation of VR in an arcade style game. I love that. What else have I checked out lately? Drawing a blank right now, but like I was saying, I am very excited to check out that Evil Dead one and also the Meg. That sounds like it'd be pretty fun. I'm looking forward to that movie. I actually have a movie podcast, so I'm a big movie guy. That's like kind of my favorite thing is movies. So yeah.
Awesome. So where can people find you online?
So you can find me on my website, bydavidrosen.com. Also on Twitter and Facebook by David Rosen. My YouTube channel is Music by David Rosen. And if you go on there, you can find all my music videos, including the VR ones and the regular ones. And then I'm on most of the other VR apps and video apps and stuff like that. Just search for David Rosen or the new video, Palindrome 360, and also the last one, Constellation 360.
Awesome. I'll link them all up on the notes as well. But
great.
Thank you for taking the time to chat.
Absolutely. Oh, and one last thing. My newest album, which is what Palindrome is on, is called A Different Kind of Dream, and it's available now on iTunes and all those other music sites.
Thanks again to David for coming on the podcast. Make sure you go check out the links mentioned to keep up to date with what he's up to. And on the off chance you might be interested in what I'm up to, feel free to give us a follow on Instagram at Daniel K. Hatton. And don't forget, you can also listen to all the episodes so far at vrsidechats.com. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this week's episode, and I shall see you all on the next one.